And this is what I'm going to play for you right now. This is Brian Beville. He's got a video going, and he was videoing him going into Illini Bluffs High School. And this athletic director turns him away and says, nope, you can't come in. We're going to exclude you. Here's what that encounter sounded like, and then we're going to talk to Brian about it.
Hello, Steve. No, how are you?
No, you can't enter the facility. Yeah.
Why is that? You've been informed.
I have not been informed.
It's in your letter. I've seen the letter sent to you.
Yeah, you saw the letter. It said will be. It's never been determined. I am not.
No, it says you are excluded.
I am not terminated.
I know you're not. You're excluded from the premises. That's what it says. Excluded from the premises.
Well, okay. Well, I come in peace.
I have no problem against you and what you're doing. That is your right. I'm just letting you know from the school district's perspective, I can't let you enter.
Okay,
you've been excluded from the premises.
Okay, and I would like to be able to give the hats to the kids.
I can do that. I can give that to the coaches.
Okay.
I can do that for you.
Okay, there is seven hats here.
Okay,
that's
so 100. Seven new ones?
Yes.
And then, go ahead.
$105 worth of hats.
Okay.
Do you have 15 apiece.
Do you have an invoice? You want me to? I can get.
No, they're already paid for.
Okay.
I paid for last year. I saved them for the kids.
Okay. I will make sure that the new ones get them.
Hi, D.
Okay.
It's not right, and you guys know it's not right, and I did nothing to deserve to be treated like this. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. And these people really do need to be held accountable, and they need to have an apology issued to you, Brian. We're pushing up against another break, but we're going to get into this, and we're going to interview with Brian about how awful they treated him and how he's being excluded, what, for not taking the jab, not testing weekly? It's like, this is so draconian and tyrannical, what Illini Bluffs High School in Glassford, Illinois, is doing to this bass team fishing coach. Brian Beville, he joins us after the break. You know what else I want? I want Brian Beville back coaching the bass team at Illini Bluffs High School. In studio with me, I have Brian, and we're going to talk about how this school is being super tyrannical in that they are trying to make Brian vaccinate, get jabbed, or test weekly for coaching a bass fishing team outside. He's been the coach for 12 years. He's not a teacher or anything like that. He's just trying to teach the bass team, right? He gets paid a flat rate to do that. Brian, thank you so much for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. All right. Well, we're going to get into this. What happened after this February 25th, it was a ruling, and it was in, I think that was the Supreme Court said, shut Jelly Bean down. They said, Governor Jelly Bean, you cannot continue to mask up children.
Right.
And Brian, the school, Illini Bluffs High School, and this is in Glassford, Illinois, they're saying that you have to get vaccinated or test weekly?
Yes, I have to test weekly or get vaccinated, one of the two, to be able to coach the team. If I don't do so, why, I'm excluded from school property at this time, although I have not been terminated, and so that still hangs in limbo.
Mm. See, and this is, it's because here in District 87, and I'm comparing it to a couple of local schools that I've been kind of covering, they don't have their teachers test. So they said that they were going to start testing in April, and then the next day they said that they weren't. That's District 87. So they kind of backed off of their testing, which is kind of bizarre because District 87 was one of the very first districts to kind of create this mass vaccination clinic for kids. Now, this is where the logic doesn't line up, Brian. The kids don't have to vaccinate, and
that's
the
correct.
Kids don't have to test weekly. The kids don't have to mask up. So if this was really an issue of getting to a safe place when it comes to COVID-19 and keeping people healthy, then you would think that they would do the same draconian, tyrannical, zero COVID policy garbage.
Right.
And they'd force it down the kids' throats, but they can't.
Right.
Because of the Illinois Supreme Court ruling, the appellate court shot it down. At every level, Governor J.B. Pritzker was shot down for trying to mandate kids to have these masks and to test weekly. Why the same doesn't apply to employees, technically employees, because you're technically right. An employee.
The bottom line here is that it is a public health issue. I mean, we have issues every day when we walk outside. Mm. You know, we're exposed to the environment every day. You know, this is not an occupational hazard that I'd have to test for because I'm going to endanger my fellow workers or the students.
So how, other than the BAS team, right, how many encounters do you have with staff at Illini Bluffs average? Because I would think that the bass fishing coach, you know, is outside a majority of the time because that's
right.
The nature
I hold
of
a full time job besides doing this. When I'm there throughout the week, I am not at the school or on the school property at that times. Although I've been excluded from school property, which is no big deal as far as that goes, but not being able to contact and coach my kids and keep the program going that I started 12 years ago and has been highly successful. We've been to the state finals 5 times in the last 12 years. We've won our conference or our sectionals for the 3 times in the last 12 years. I've had many kids come back that have turned around and been successful. I have got kids that are were special needs that have been able to make their grades and compete. There's nothing like having a kid come up to you. Hey, coach, how are you?
Yeah. Yeah. And
be called coach.
So, you're going to start making me cry here. In 12 years, you've been coaching this team and these kids, what is their reaction to all of this? Do you still have contact with them in some sort of
no,
way?
I really don't have much contact with them unless I'd run into them in the streets out there because I'm excluded from the school and I'm not there on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
The kids have been highly respectful over the years. It's been a great program. I have zero problems with the kids.
Yeah, and they don't give you a
they're there because they want to be. They're there because they want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're just going fishing. You're putting a worm on a hook and a bobber. We're teaching kids about the conditions of bass fishing. You know, it's barometric pressures. Is the sun out? Is it cloud cover? What's the water temperature? You're making a predator fish bite something that isn't real. So that's the sport of it. We don't kill any fish. They're all returned to the water alive.
Mm.
So it's a very good sport in individuals. I have kids that, you know, they aren't on the wrestling team. They are not on the basketball team. They don't do other things, but they'll do outdoor things.
Yeah.
None of my kids have ever been excluded. I take every kid right. in the high school. And the high school has approximately somewhere in the 200 to 225 range in it. And at one point in time, 1 year in 2013, my highest amount, I had 26 kids.
Mm-hmm.
To take these kids fishing, I can't put them all in one boat, that's for sure. I put approximately 2 in a boat, but that year I had to come up with 11 volunteers to volunteer their boats to take these kids fishing.
Yeah, they don't even give you a whole lot of money to operate
no,
this fishing
and if
team.
It weren't for my volunteers, the program wouldn't be as successful as it is.
Exactly. And that's what we're getting at here. They're mandating you to, and we're talking to Brian Bivol, and he is a bass fishing coach. And they are saying you have to get jabbed or test weekly.
That's correct.
In order for you to be on the grounds at all. And it's correct. Not even like you have a whole lot of contact because of the nature of this board. Now, you have a lawsuit. Where is that lawsuit at? And is there anything that, and how many people are on that lawsuit? And can you tell me a little bit about the direction of that lawsuit and where it's going?
Well, the biggest thing about the lawsuit is I've been affected. My family's been affected. My wife, my daughter.
Both worked at Illini Bluffs High School.
There, yes.
And your wife was the middle school office manager. And I mean, if you've ever seen the nature of a middle school office and an office manager, the role that, and she was how
16 long? Years.
16 years.
Yes.
And they said, nope, you're not going to have your job. But here's the kicker. They won't terminate you.
That's right. They won't terminate any of us due to that because now that all the mandates are gone, it would probably make them look accountable for that.
Yeah. Well, they want to take away your pay, and then they want to exclude you from the premises where you have no other option than to quit. What they're trying to do is to make you quit.
Right.
Then they hold no liability whatsoever.
Correct.
But they are keeping you on, it's not even on payroll, but they're keeping you as an employee, but they won't terminate you. And it's because they know that they're at fault.
Evidently, that sounds like the course is, that's the way it's headed.
Yeah. And so your attorney, and what's your attorney's name again?
Bethany Hager.
Bethany Hager. She's working on this lawsuit. And so is it going to be heard at any time soon, or do you know?
Coming up here next week, we have another scheduled a hearing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, this lawsuit, who is it? Is it just versus Illini Bluffs High School?
Yes, and the administration.
And the administration. It's a complete mess what's going on in these schools. And my next question to you would be, how long have you really been fighting to coach this team again? So obviously,
since the beginning of the year. I was informed I didn't have to test or vaccinate until the time the season started, which I start the season in January. I start with videos for the kids. We spend some classroom time, about 45 minutes, then spend the other 45 minutes. We start pitching and flipping and using our equipment and tying knots and things like that. In the gymnasium, we spend a lot of time there while the weather is bad. We spend it indoors trying to be able to hone our skills a little bit because of the bass fishing. Placement of the lures is very important and for it to be successful.
Yeah, and it's sad what's going on even here in District 87. So this came across, teacher emailed me this, this is a HB 1167, and the state of Illinois is now mandating that people get paid a leave if they're vaccinated. Unvaccinated people cannot get paid leave. So all of that leave from COVID-19 and them excluding you from the premises for not being vaccinated, getting jabbed, not getting testing weekly, you don't get any of that paid leave back. The vaccinated people do. They get paid leave via this legislation, and this has nothing to do, zero, about replacing lost sick days, because if it was, they'd give it to the unvaccinated. This is everything to do with trying to bribe people into getting vaccinated. And I feel so angry because it's not even like you're you're an employee. But you're not like a teacher. You're not on the grounds all of the time. You're outside most of the time with the kids. And then the bass coaches, the boat captains, they also have to test weekly. And they're not even employees. They're literally just volunteering their time volunteers. For the kids.
Yes, volunteers. And, the bottom line is, they violated my constitutional rights, my wife's, and my daughter's.
It's awful, and I words can't express how deeply I'm angered. I am angered by this, and I'm so sorry. We're going to be praying for you. You can text in your prayers, 309-451-9299. That's our buzz line. Now, Brian, we're cutting a break, but there's going to be a school board meeting tonight. You have to show up. I know it's far, but I you've got to show up because this is a 12-year bass fishing coach. And he's been told, you know what, we're going to pull you from your team that you've built the relationship with, that you've taught all of these years, and you've built up this entire team on your own. We're going to take that, we're going to strip it from you, and we're going to force you to get vaccinated or force you into another position. And they're not going to win.
No.
So what time is that school board meeting?
That's at 6 p.m. there at the high school library. Unless they move it to the gymnasium.
6 p.m. at the high school library. That's Illini Bluffs High School. Show up, speak out, and be there for Brian, because we're all going through this together.